My name is Will Sawyer. I work in Rabobank's Food and Ag Research Group, focusing on the animal protein sector in North America.
Will, describe for me the latest on avian influenza around the world. It sounds like the situation is intensifying, and I'm curious, too, after you kind of paint a picture of what's taken place, if the poultry industry in the U.S. should be concerned.
Well, you know, what we are looking at now is this is really the same kind of factors that we face every time this this season, when you have cooling temperatures, winters on the horizon, the migratory birds, which are the historic and will be forever carriers of avian influenza around the world, are moving south. And so we're seeing the incidences of avian influenza pop up in the Northern Hemisphere. So Europe, Asia, and that's across Asia. You know, China, Japan, Korea, these are all markets that are facing avian influenza outbreaks. And so when we think about North America, we are just as susceptible to those cases as they are. And I think when you think back to not that long ago, just 2 years ago, the first week of December was when we had our first cases in North America that spread over the following 6 months into the summer of 2015. That is where we have to be very diligent and very aware of the situation. What is comforting to us at Rabobank is the idea that producers, poultry producers around the region know this. They are so much better prepared now than they were in 2014, 2015. And so their biosecurity plans are at that level to where avian influenza may be an issue for us. It may cause trade disruptions like we saw during 2015, and I think we're still dealing with some of them today. But I don't see it causing the 40, 50 plus million bird losses that we saw, and that's obviously good news.
So the overwhelming priority right now is to protect U.S. flocks from these disease threats. But let me ask you, if avian flu is already striking poultry producers in other parts of the world, is there the potential for increased market share for U.S. poultry in 2017?
It's a good question. I think when you look at our competitive set in the world of poultry trade, it is largely the Brazilians. Those are the folks who are also low-cost producers in the same way the U.S. is. To the benefit, though, of those Brazilian producers, they have this massive, thousands of square mile buffer in the Amazon rainforest that prevents those birds, those migratory birds, from reaching them in the same way that we are exposed here in the U.S. So from a, from that perspective, we do have that constraint. We do have that risk more than they do. On the customer side, I will say this. What is very important, in addition to just the trade of poultry meat, but it's the trade of poultry genetics. And that is one area where we are very strong, but it's also an area that we compete with European producers. And because avian influenza does seem to be an issue this fall and winter for France and Germany and the Netherlands, we do see when the Chinese, hopefully reopen to poultry from the West, and I include North America and Europe in that, we will be in a much better position, knock on wood, as long as we continue to keep avian influenza out of our region.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, Will, but the closest or most imminent threat to the U.S. at this point, there was, a mallard duck in Alaska that was identified to have a strain of avian influenza not that long ago. I want to say it was October or November. Anything more recently than that has caught the attention of the industry?
You hear rumblings, you hear rumors, and it's that time of year, one thing that is true is that the USDA, given their diligence in biosecurity and disclosure, are going to be testing birds this time of year at a level more than they are 6 months ago in the summer. And as a result, absolutely, there is testing going on. And obviously, the further north you go, in the Midwest and in the Pacific Northwest, where we saw the issues 2 years ago, that's on the map as well. So there isn't anything to point to today, but the risk is obviously there. And I think producers are not looking at the next 6 months like they did the last 6 months. They are raising their biosecurity threat level because they know what we're facing as their competitors in Europe and in Asia are dealing with right now.
In the Rabobank fourth quarter poultry report, you touch on the avian influenza threat. What else, though, is influencing the poultry sector as we look ahead to 2017?
Well, from a domestic standpoint, we've got this competitive issue, and I mean that in the way of increased supplies of beef and pork. And as poultry, continues to get more pressure, as beef and pork prices come down, that, low cost advantage that poultry has had for 5+ years now and will continue to have, it puts more necessity to expand our export markets. So when it comes to markets like Mexico and Cuba and West Africa, we need to keep these markets open. We need to keep the relationships with these markets positive and strong. When I speak to traders, around the poultry landscape, they talk so much about how important these relationships are. And that's something that needs to continue because, as I mentioned, the Brazilians, they're in a far better position than we are. The currency is on their side. They've got a weak domestic market. They're in the third year of a recession there. So trade is where they keep their focus. So if we're going to compete with them, we need to have every market available to us that we can.